From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
It's Life Change Weekend. Thank you for listening in to our program. I'm delighted you're listening in. Many of you listen Monday through Fridays to our Bible studies, and on the weekend, we shift from Bible study and we bring on guests. Some of them have written books. Some of them have taken trips. Some of them have a story to tell. But all of them relate back to the wonderful privilege of life change. And I am so glad to have on for a second week Marcos Sanabenitez, who is with us, a dear friend that I met years ago, and I haven't seen him in a lot of years, and we have reconnected. And Marcos had quite a testimony last week, and if you missed it, I encourage you to go on and get it. You can go to WPEL.org and get the program where he tells the story of how he was one of the leading drug lords in all of America, and how God changed his life. He told the story of a beautiful story of his precious mother and how she had such a big influence in his life. He told the story about coming to our church when I was preaching and hearing God speak to him about doing something about all the drug money. I mean, his story is a wonderful story of the grace and goodness of God. And Marcos, my good friend, welcome again to our program, and say hello to our listeners, if you would.
Hi, God bless you all. My name is Marco Santibanez. I'm delighted to be here sharing and talking about God's grace upon my life.
Yeah, Marcos, tell us, we kind of left off last week when God spoke to your heart about doing something about the issue with the drug money, the millions of dollars that you had. But what happened to some of the other people that were involved in that? You pulled away, and it gave you a whole new life. But what happened to some of the other people?
Well, happened was that right when I went to church that Sunday to get that Sunday morning to get baptized, when you spoke about getting baptized, I got baptized, and then when I went home, is when God put it in my heart to donate money. And I remember I came to I spoke to you, and I go, hey pastor, I need to give you a tithe offering. I go, what do you mean? I go, yes, I got some money to bring to the house of God. Because of what happened to my life, that I could have been dead in jail, just running from the law, nothing happened to me. I remember I got $1 million, and I think I took $40,000-$50,000 cash and those grocery bags back in the days that were made out of paper. I had a card in, and I came to your office, and I go, here, I don't want to give the whole million here because people are going to think I went crazy and I fell in love with the pastor, so I'm just going to give it to two or three different churches. And then I gave you high, I gave there to Day Christian, and then I gave it to my mom's church. And I did two basketball courts. I donated 40,000 mats. It says, but it's for me and my house to serve the Lord. I built a school and a church in Cuba. And I just started donating money to the ministry. Everything I started selling, my Rolexes, were worth $40,000-$60,000. When I sold one for $10,000, one for $6,000, food tables, everything. And I started just giving money to the ministry. Then what happened to my friends were that since I started preaching, in the midst of this that I was drug dealing, one of my guys from Atlanta, Georgia, on the book named Lloyd, he got caught like with 200, 225 kilos of cocaine, and I just sold them 195 that day, and I told him to come back 3 days when I get my shipment, but he left. And when he got busted, they gave him life. Actually, the judge told him that as long as humanity exists, he couldn't come out. Then my other guy from St. Petersburg, that I'll sell him 60, 70 kilos every week, when he got busted, they gave him life, never to come out again. So I had two of my main guys that were buying from me busted. Then I had a few Colombians, that one that played for the Columbia Professional, he also got busted. So I was seeing people getting busted left and right, and I was scared to death. And when Jesus Christ came into my life, nobody ever turned me in. I mean, nobody. And then thanks to Donald Trump, believe it or not, when Donald Trump became president of the United States of America, he came out with this law that if you were charged with trafficking, gave him life in jail, and you done more than 25 years, you don't have clemency, he'll pardon you. And he did a bill, and he signed it, and that's how my friends came out. And it's an amazing story that even the Bible says that Jesus did not need men's testimony because he knew what was inside of man, because we're all sinners. And the Bible says, as wicked as a man that trusts a man. Well, me, as a being a drug lord and making $250,000 a month, and I had my black friends on my right side, and I had my Colombians. I had four Colombians supplying me the distribution of the empire of the cartel that I built. But at the end of the story, it ends up that they come out from jail. At one did 30, the other one did 27 and a half. They didn't turn me in. The Colombians, when I kept on preaching, radio station and jails and churches, they kept on sending kilos of cocaine from Colombia. The feds went to Colombia. They picked them up. They shipped them down here. They did 15. They shipped them back, and they didn't even turn me in. Nobody ever turned me in. Now, if you ask, how can the guy that built the cartel, guy that started everything, nothing happened to him? Well, the Bible said that God chose the worst thing in life to humble the wise so he could be glorified. I'm just a miracle. I was chosen for him to be glorified.
Marcos, tell us a little bit, too. That's an amazing story and how God protected you. And tell us a little bit about, I know you're a chaplain. You've done some preaching. You've held revivals. Your story is a remarkable story. Tell us a little bit about what God's done in your life with some of those areas.
Well, when I became a Christian and became born again, I started reading the Bible. God just put it in my heart to seek the lost. I heard about jail ministry, going to the jails and preaching, and I said, I mean, it was like iron sharpens iron. You know, like put a fire in a forest, it's going to light up the whole forest. So God put that in my heart, like a canyon, like a rocket going to the moon. And I said, wow, this is what I got to do. And just like David was taking care of the sheep, fighting bears and lions, and you know, protected them, and no sheep will get stolen or killed. But he didn't know that he was going to fight Goliath, and he was already prepared for that storm. Well, what better person than God used to go into the jail and the drug lord? So as soon as I go into the jails, people already knew who I was. I met some guys that were selling drugs and knew who I was. And, you know, I became a chaplain at TGK in Miami. Then I became a chaplain in I moved to Texas, and I was a chaplain over there, and they had me give my testimony to 300 young kids from 13 years old to 18 years old. They worked with the cartels of Mexico, the Jalisco, Suarez. And I gave my testimony like 300 kids. They were sicarios. They trafficked drugs on book bags. They sent them over here to the United States to kill people. They're the worst of criminals that you can imagine, but you don't even know because they're 13, 14-year-old kids, like a kid going to school, and they're drug traffickers, and so God used me to give my testimony up there, too, and then I became a chaplain over here. I moved to West Palm Beach, and I'm a chaplain at Sago Palm Reentry in Pahokee, and I also became an evangelist. I go to Dominican Republic. I preach at four churches over there in Puerto Plata. in Caimito in Santiago in Dominican Republic.
That's fantastic over there. I've been to Dominican Republic. I met a pastor by the name of Pastor Nino. Do you know him?
No, I haven't met him.
I see. He was a pastor I spoke for over there. Had a wonderful ministry. A couple other pastors there. But, you know, that's a remarkable turnaround when you think of it. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron chatting with you, with Marco Santabenitez with us today, who tells us the story of how God brought him out of a situation of being a drug lord, and miraculously has brought him into a position where he preaches the Word of God today. Marcos, you have a book that you've done. Tell us a little bit about the book and how the people can get hold of the book.
The book is online on my website. And the website is marcossantibanez.com, M-A-R-C-O-S, Santibanez, S-A-N-T-I, B as in boy, A-N-E-Z.com. That's Marcos, M-A-R-C-O-S, Santibanez, S-A-N-T-I-B as a boy, A-N-E-Z.com. And it's $15, free shipping in the United States. The name of the book is called For This Reason. It's based on 1 Timothy 1:15 and 16. It says, a trustworthy acceptance that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, whom I am the worst. But for this reason, that's the name of the book, the grace of God came upon my life so I could save other sinners. And it's based on a true story from being a drug lord to serving the Lord. And I was a cocaine Cuban cartel. And you know that every documentary, they just talk about drugs in Miami. They say Miami was built with drug money. I was one of them. I built the Cocoa Walk in Coconut Grove, the parking garage at Dayland Mall, built schools, shopping centers, libraries, through a construction company that was laundering $250,000 a month. And I said, based on a true story. And I could have been dead. I could have been in jail, overdose, running from the law. But by the tenacious prayer of my mother and training me up in the ways of God, October 9, 1995, after selling 2 shipments of drugs, using drugs for 3 days in a hotel, the Lord had some Canadians there, and I was living in adultery. I got convicted. I accepted Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and He changed my life. It's based on a true story.
Also, you're looking at the possibility of this becoming a movie, I believe, too. Is that correct?
Yes, we have some, I don't have a contract on paper, but verbally, I'm talking with this guy named Keith Walker and a guy named Ernie Spears from California. He's got a series coming, it's called Station Lake Tahoe, and he's wanting to make a series on the book of my life. And the other guy, Keith Walker, is wanting to make a movie. They're trying to get a, we already spoke to Kate. She's the manager of Phil Michael Thomas, the guy from Miami Vice. Hopefully, if it's God's will, it touches his heart, he's going to come aboard. But I still have some other people that are interested in it. But we still don't have a signed contract yet. Mm-hmm. So if anybody out there is willing, they can reach me at marcossantibanez.com.
Yeah, and that's something to really pray about, because I do think a movie like this would be a great encouragement. Marcos, I want to ask you something. I don't know if you've ever been asked this before or not, but when you got into the whole drug scene and so forth, was there an underlying reason you got into that? Was there the people that you met? I mean, what was it that influenced you to go that way? We know it's the Holy Spirit that changed your life and a praying mother that brought you to Christ to have this wonderful life you have now. But what is it that maybe, and maybe this is a word of caution to somebody out there who's thinking about entertaining this kind of a life. What is it that influences a person like that?
What happened to me is that I didn't have a good father figure. My father, 6 years old, sat me at a table and told me, when you go to school and the teacher doesn't let you come to the bathroom, come use the bathroom at our house. And whoever messes with you break your mouth, your head, don't come crying to the house, I'm going to whoop you. So by sixth grade year, I bullied the whole school. By eighth grade, a teacher gave me a shirt, here comes trouble. And when I went from Miami, from Hialeah to Carroll City, my high school was 97% black, 2% Hispanic, and 1% American. The first day I got to school, I fought, I got kicked out. I came back, I fought, I got kicked out. But I was a good baseball player, like my brother and my teachers told me, hey, look, don't come to class, we'll give you a seat. And what happened is that we won state champs a year I graduated, but I didn't learn anything. Hmm. And what happened was that a family member then introduced me to cocaine. It was just like the Bible says, it's a wide road of destruction. And there's a narrow, but only a few get in it. I was introduced to the wide world of destruction. Even though we come from sin, but it was like a snowball. It just got bigger and bigger. And when I came to see, it was easy for me. Because the Bible says two people cannot walk together unless they're agreed to. And what happened was that soon I was involved with the people that in the underworld that use drugs and sell drugs. It was just like a common person. For instance, if you would tell me, Dino, your money's dirty because you sell drugs, well, I'll talk to you like a drug lord and tell you, oh, my money's dirty because I sell drugs and yours is clean. Then I would tell you, okay, Dino, then why don't you, let me see, put your money in your mouth. I'd like you to put the $10 bill, $20, $100, $5, or $2, or $1 in your mouth. You can't put it because all money's dirty. To us, all money's dirty. So that's how a drug lord thinks. Another thing, if you tell me, oh, you think I'm bad because I sold drugs? Oh, so I'm the bad one? So when you go to 7-Eleven, you go to any liquor store, Walmart, and they sell liquor there, and your son's 21 years old, and he buys a 24-pack or a 12-pack, and he gets drunk, and he kills somebody in the street, he's a DUI, and they don't blame Walmart, they don't blame 7-Eleven, they don't blame the liquor store, they blame your son. So why are you going to blame me? I don't give it to your son. I sell it in qualities, and the people that I sell it to, they don't give it away. They sell it. So the Bible said, in a fool's eye, he's right. But a fool that rectifies is genius. A fool is always going to try to cover his sin.
Yeah, that's a very that's very insightful, Marcos, what you just said there. It's very insightful. And I think very helpful. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
That's right. You know, the Bible said that the message of the cross is foolish to those who are perishing. But to us that are being saved is the power of God. You know, if you would tell me, let go of my black friends and my Colombians, I would tell you, Dina, you're crazy. I'm making $250,000 a month. I go anywhere I want. I don't work. All I do is eat in restaurants. I got four cars. And I drive one every 2 days. I change cars because I'm always in the city driving around. I don't want you to see my car, same car driving around. I go skiing in Arrowhead, Colorado, where President Ford lives in Vail, Colorado, twice a year. I'm always in the beach going here. You think I'm gonna let go of this?
Yeah, it was the no power. Way. It's the power of the gospel that changed it, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, that's very insightful. I think very helpful to hear that kind of thing, Marcos. Thank you so much. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. Delighted to have you listening in. Don't forget to join our Bible studies every Monday through Friday here over these stations. And don't forget also on weekends we have various guests. I'm so glad that Marcos is with us these days. And it was like such a blessing to get reacquainted. We kind of did it through social media, wasn't it, Marcos? That we kind of got reacquainted, and what a blessing to have you on, and I look forward to having wonderful fellowship with you in the days to come, because we don't live too far from each other right now. Again, tell our listeners how to get the book For This Reason.
It's through my website, marcosantibanez.com, MarcoSantiB as in boy, A-N-E-Z, $15 free shipping in the United States. All the proceeds are going to a church within in Mexico. But Dino, I just want to say one thing. I just want to thank God for God putting in your heart to become a pastor, and that day you preach about the temple of the Holy Spirit is not yours. It was bought at a price. Honor God what you got. If it wasn't for you preaching that, I would have never tithed. God convicted me of that, and that's when I started donating money to the ministry. So I just want to thank God that God used me. God used you to put it in my heart to donate millions of dollars for the ministry of God.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And you know, Marcos, I'm sure, and thank you for that. It's my privilege and honor to think about that wonderful experience. There's probably pastors that are listening in today, and you'll be faithful to your preaching, brethren. Give the word of God out. You never know what God's doing and who God's life is. It's changing with the power of the gospel. So thank you for that, Marcos. Marcos, again, we have probably 5 minutes left here now. Tell us about, you know, you got this movie coming up. The book is there. Tell us about what else you're looking at. Tell us a little bit about your family as we look to the future here.
Well, my mom, she's still alive. She's still a believer. My dad is not a believer. And I have a son because that day that I accepted Jesus Christ, I went 2 months around the United States preaching, giving a testimony. I went from Miami, I went to Georgia, I gave my testimony to my black friends, I went to Virginia, then I went to New York, I found the guys that I sold drugs when I was 18 years old and 19 years old, I gave my testimony, I went to Boston, I gave my testimony to some Colombians that knew me, then I went to to Canada, and I gave the testimony to the Canadians where the Lord used for me to be saved. Then I drove to Oklahoma, and I gave the testimony to 50 pastors there because I lived in Oklahoma in 1987. I was the only Cuban there. It's in the book what happened, why God sent me to Oklahoma to my mother. I had in her house, I had a 1,000 Mercedes-Benz. I had a 1931 Chevy with suicide doors. I had a cigarette. I had two motorcycles and two jet skis. And I would tell my mom that those are things that were, all those toys were my friends, and I would pay them to store there. But she knew I was a drug dealer, and it was all mine. And then my mom started crying, and I went to Oklahoma. But when I gave to, I lived in Oklahoma, but after I gave my life to Christ, God took me back to Oklahoma when I went 2 months around the United States. And I gave my testimony to the pastor to try to help me to get out of drugs when I moved up there. And when I was there, I told the mother of my child, let's have a child so I can train him up in the ways of God. And when I got back, she was 2 months pregnant. And in 1996, July 26, my son was born. I named him Marcos Emmanuel Santibanez. I took the Anthony out because my name, my brother's name was Julius Caesar, and my name was Marco Anthony, like the two Roman empires. Julius Caesar died and Marco Anthony stayed alive. So I took my Anthony away and put Emmanuel, because it means God with us. And he's 26 years old, and I'm praying for his spiritual salvation. And now what's happening is I'm going to NRA, National Religious Broadcasting, NRB, to see if they make a series about the movie. But about my family, everybody's okay. I married my high school sweetheart. After 30 years, God put her in my life. She was my girlfriend in high school. She was my girlfriend when I lost my brother. She was my girlfriend when I was 24, 26. And after 30 years, God put us back together. And I married her 8 years ago. We live in West Palm Beach. She's an amazing woman. She's a woman of God. And I just thank God for the blessing he's given me to have my wife. Because the Bible says it's not good for man to be alone. And God is a spirit. And when God joins you, he joins you first with love, because God is love, but then he joins you spiritually, because light and darkness have nothing in common.
Yeah, thank you, Marcos. It's been such a blessing to have you on. I think of the scripture that says, these things have happened for the furtherance of the gospel. And that's exactly what's happened in your life. And thank you for your obedience to the Lord when he spoke to you. And thank you for what God's doing in your life. I thrill listening to it. I'm sure our listeners do too. And I do encourage our listeners to make sure you get that book for this reason. I think it'll be a real blessing to your library as you read it, but also to your spirit as you read it. You've been listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron talking to you. And with our guest, Marco Santibanez, who has been with us today and last week. And what a two blessings this has been, these 2 weeks together. We'll be airing this same 2 week program later on in the year sometime. So those of you who may have missed it can hear it. I do encourage you to join us Monday through Friday for our Bible studies. And go to DinoPedroMinistries.org to get information about what we're doing, the books that we're putting out, and so forth. We're so glad for so many of you that contact us and connect with us. Blessings to all of you. Thanks for listening in to Life Change Weekend. Have a rest of your weekend that's a blessed one.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.